And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, from the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, John Coomer.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day. Today we have some fun guests, Dan Morganelli from Costco, who's been on the show before. We have Pam Berry and Helen Collins from Horses with Heart, and what a great program that is out in Chino Valley. And once again, we have Leah Graham, the owner of the Chino Valley American Family Insurance Agency, and is a great volunteer in our community and for our chamber. Lots coming up, so stay tuned to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. People ask me, Dave, why do you do those radio commercials yourself? For three generations, my family's been providing comfort through clean burning propane in Yavapai County. I wouldn't want a stranger to tell you about our commitment to the community, our hometown values, or how we spent 67 years working to make life better for folks. Anyway, thanks for listening. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White's Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
The colors of spring are bursting at Waters 56 Spring Open House.
Talk directly to our farmers as they show off the newest flowers, brightest evergreens, and this year's newest bloomers.
Friday, we have free shamrocks with the purchase of evergreen trees.
Saturday and Sunday, it's impromptu garden classes, sidewalk art, cornhole contest, and drawings.
Join the garden fun at Waters Garden Center's 56 Spring Open House Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, March 16th through 18th.
1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
Hey, Prescott peeps, it's happy birthday time for Prescott Brewing Company. 24 years on March 15th, and to celebrate our 24, it's 2 for $4 for you. Come say happy birthday and choose two of PBC's beers in 10-ounce glasses, mix and match them how you like. Some specialty beers not included in this twofer, but you'll have lots of other choices. Pair your beers with a couple of sliders, either two pulled pork or two brisket for $4. And enjoy a piece of birthday cake on us. Prescott Brewing Company says thanks for supporting your local brewery for 24 years.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, from the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, John Coomer.
Well, here we are back again for our first segment of today's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day, and my first guest is Mr. Dan Morganelli from Costco, where he is the liaison between Costco and the community. He's in the marketing department, and we're just going to talk about some of the nice things, the good things that are happening over there. What caught my attention is an email I received from our representative, Debbie, talking about the annual Children's Miracle Network banner program with a way to, what is it, round up or make an extra donation that benefits Phoenix Children's Hospital.
Right. Yep. Costco has a 31-year relationship now with Children's Miracle Network. They are the fundraising entity for children's hospitals all across the country. And we've implemented this banner program where it's the only time of the year where we allow businesses to advertise inside of Costco. We create a banner for them 3 feet wide by 5 feet long, and that hangs inside of Costco with all their business information for the entire month of May. We call it Miracle May.
Miracle May. And so right now we're looking for some businesses to possibly participate and get on board ahead of time?
Well, we may have room for more. We've got we had 39 businesses last year participate with banners. It requires a $500 donation. 100% of that money goes directly to Phoenix Children's Hospital, and then Costco matches a portion of that as well.
Wow, nice, nice.
Yeah, there is a $50 fee to print their banner, and then in subsequent years, they're able to reuse that banner, at no charge for the banner itself. Yeah.
And then the way the program works, too, is that as customers come through the store at the checkout, they can round up, if you may, to any dollar amount they want. And don't they have some preselected amounts that are easy to push the button and choose?
Well, we sell the paper balloons.
Uh-huh.
They're a buck, right. 25 bucks, and 100 bucks. And certainly any denominations are welcome. But again, 100% of that money goes directly to Phoenix Children's Hospital with a Costco partial match.
So I'm going to test you because I know you're getting up there in years, Dan. But do you know how much Costco, in particular the Prescott Costco, has contributed in the past to the Children's Miracle Network?
Yeah, every year we have a goal, and we like to step it up every year. And this year we're going to be up there pushing $60,000 as our goal.
$60,000 from this store alone?
Just from our one Costco here in Prescott before the company match.
So no wonder they like you guys.
Well, you know, people always ask me, why don't you pick a cause that's local? And, you know, I tell them that Phoenix Children's Hospital is the only pediatric trauma care center in the area. And if we have our children here in the Quad City areas that need that kind of help, that's where they go. There is nowhere else that can help them.
There is nowhere else. I know lots of children. I worked in pediatrics, in health administration and pediatrics, and we referred to Phoenix Children's Hospital all the time from the Quad Cities. So
absolutely,
it's definitely an excellent cause, and we're glad you guys are doing it again. So what else is new? I hear you're going to start delivering groceries.
Well, we have a program that's so new, I didn't even know it had started in Prescott yet. I had to read about it on Facebook. So I had to do a little digging, a little research recently, and we are doing grocery delivery to your home now. It is done through Costco.com, powered by Instacart. So Instacart is a company that does deliveries for, mm-hmm. I guess, several stores around the country. And if you go to Costco.com, you sign into grocery, and then you click on the one day powered by Instacart, you can choose from everything we sell in our warehouse here in Prescott. Yeah, you pay for it online, and then they will send a representative to our Prescott Costco to actually physically do that shopping and deliver it to you within a one-hour window.
A one-hour window? Well, not within an hour of the order.
Right, but right. But they won't make you stay home all day waiting for your order. They'll give you a one-hour window by which you can expect that.
And there is a fee for that, I take it.
Well, if there is a $35 minimum order, there is no delivery fee for Instacart to deliver Costco. They make their money on a percentage of increase on every item you purchase.
Okay.
And that will be reflected online when you shop. You'll know exactly what you're paying for that item.
And
there are no additional fees if you exceed that $35 minimum.
And do they deliver anywhere in the Quad Cities? They deliver to Chino Valley, more
that
importantly.
That is a great question. I actually tried it myself.
Uh-huh.
And they sent me a nice little message saying that they don't deliver to my area. Now, I am in Prescott, but I am in a newer area that's been annexed into the city that used to be county, and I am in the Pine Trees up past Timber Ridge on Copper Basin. But the areas that are closer in to town should have no problem receiving that delivery.
So likely not Chino at this point, huh?
I can't say at this time. You'll have to look.
So I would say give it a try if you're interested in it, because that would be a great service for a lot of seniors and folks who are homebound. And, you know, sometimes it costs more to drive into Prescott and do all that in your own time. It's well worth a little bit of extra.
Time is money.
To have that delivered to your home or business. Cool. So let's talk about your services now, some of which I have spent several thousand dollars.
But, what services are you using, John?
Well, no, I don't know if this is considered a service or not, but I went through Sunrun.
Okay.
And I have solar at my home.
Oh,
and
excellent.
And there are other things that I've done I have to remember because I'm an old guy.
But. Sunrun is part of our kiosk program whereby
kiosk
we sell garage
program.
Doors and flooring, cabinets, and things of that nature.
Yeah. Never had
services
any
are auto insurance, check printing, identity theft protection, travel, mortgages, stuff like that. And people don't realize that Costco, who has 750 buildings around the world and does $110 billion a year in sales, uses our buying power to negotiate on these services for our members. So if they can make use of any of those services, they're just adding value to their Costco membership.
Well, I have ordered checks several times, but I think the last time I ordered was like 8 years ago because you just don't use checks anymore.
Right.
But I did get deposit slips. But,
now, when you're an executive member, you also get deeper discounts or benefits on those services as well. So sometimes it may benefit you to become a executive membership just based on one service that you're using if it's beneficial.
Yeah, plus executive members, if I remember correctly, also get a percentage back in the form of a rebate as well.
2% on their Costco purchases.
Yeah, so
that's right.
So yeah, if you're spending a little bit of money there, at the worst, you're likely going to bring the cost down to what your standard membership would be if you're spending a lot of money there. Hate to admit, you do pretty well on that. And
yes, in a lot of cases, we are paying you to shop.
Yeah.
Now, for those who like cash back, the Citibank Visa card also offers another 2% back on your Costco purchases. So when you're using both of those, you're getting 4% back on your Costco purchases.
And then the Citibank Visa, doesn't it also offer a few higher percentages? Don't you even get something back from gasoline and some of the other stuff you get?
Absolutely.
There?
And again, Costco used their buying power to negotiate for this card for our members. It has no annual fee, and you can't even get it if you're not a Costco member. But 4% back on gasoline, even gas stations outside of Costco, 3% on travel, 3% at restaurants, 2% on Costco purchases, and 1% on everything else.
You know, a lot of people, especially up here, are smart about their credit cards, and they pay it off every month. They get those discounts or rebates or whatever we call them, and then they're just putting money in the bank. They put everything on their credit cards, which is something I try to do as well, is just get that paid off, and that's a great deal for you.
That's the way to beat the system. And on
Absolutely.
The Citibank rebates, there is no limit.
Absolutely. Now, we have just a couple of minutes left, but we talked a little bit about gasoline. And I try to buy gasoline at Costco all the time if I'm around here. I can't make special trips, but I do try to buy my gas here.
I really like to get the word out. Not only are we the least expensive on gasoline price, but we have top-tier gas. And we went to that a few years ago. That is a system that seven of the auto dealers put into place. It's BMW, Mercedes, General Motors, Volkswagen, and several others, and they put together this committee that determined that the EPA minimum requirements was too low. And so they've upped the bar, and they call it top-tier gas, and you have to have your gas tested to meet these requirements. And if you go to toptiergas.com, you can become an expert on top-tier gas, and you'll see Costco on the list as one of those gas stations.
I didn't realize that. I was just going with the price. We have about a minute left, and there's three things left on our list. You want to talk about the deli, meat, and bakery just for a second, or if you'd rather talk about the other topics, go for it, buddy.
No, we really want to remind people about our fresh departments. People may not realize that our bakeries are scratch bakeries. Having been an ex-bakery manager, it's near and dear to my heart. And, you know, we actually mix those batters up from scratch right there and bake them off. And it just doesn't get any fresher than that. And we're very proud of that. Our deli department, rotisserie chickens and some of the other items that are the prepared foods. But the rotisserie chickens, you realize they're 3 pounds after they're cooked.
They're very good.
They're almost double what the grocery stores offer.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
And the price is fantastic. We do have a research and development department at our Issaquah offices in the state of Washington that come up with great bakery and fresh deli recipes that we're always bringing in new things. And, if you haven't experienced our fresh deli, that's something you really have to take home. Some of our entrees, they're really, really marvelous.
Well, that's about all the time we have, Dan, and we still had more to talk about. That's the way I like to do these shows, so we don't scramble at the end. But we really appreciate you coming in and sharing some of the great things that Costco does. Don't forget the Children's Miracle Network program starting in May, or for the month of May. And again, thanks so much for joining us. We'll be back in a few minutes for some more Talk of the Town Chino Valley.
Thanks, John.
Again, Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles, G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com, now offering plumbing repair and service.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Did you know that in Yavapai County, hundreds of children have been removed from their homes due to abuse or neglect? This is Quincy Castleberry with CASA of Yavapai County. With so many children in out-of-home care, we are in desperate need for more caring adults to advocate for these children. It takes just 15 to 20 hours a month to make a difference in a child's life. If you have the desire to be a mentor to help change the life of a vulnerable child, please visit CASAofYavapaiCounty.org and make an impact that lasts a lifetime.
As if the great food and atmosphere weren't a big enough reward for going to Augie's, now you can earn $10 gift cards at lunch, $20 gift cards at dinner. Get your lunch or dinner loyalty card stamped at Augie's. 4 lunch stamps earns you a $10 gift card for your next lunch visit, or 4 dinner stamps earns you $20 toward your next dinner at Augie's. It pays to be loyal at Augie's Frontier Village, the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host from the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, John Coomer.
And we're back for our second segment. And today we have a great guest. We have Pam Berry and Helen Collins from Horses with Heart in Chino Valley. A lot of people in the area, hopefully most people in the area, know what Horses with Heart does, at least to some extent, but they've been around for 25 years, and they've moved between, I think, Chino Valley and Dewey for the most part, but we have them now and hopefully forever. How long have you been in Chino Valley now, this time?
This time, let's see, we moved back in 2008 when the whistle stop was
so we're at 10 years.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Now, I'm sort of familiar. They are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and they serve, they've served our various segments of our population, not just what you may or may not be aware of. So let's just tell us a little bit about your history.
Well, we provide therapeutic horsemanship opportunities for people with disabilities. And that's from all ages, all disabilities. And, yeah, like you said, we started in Chino in 93. And moved to Dewey at one point when Trudy Chapman Radley took over. It was in her backyard. That's actually when I started. We had four horses in her backyard. And as the program grew, we moved to the Whistle Stop. When the Whistle Stop was sold, we were looking for a home again. So through, I think, you know, where we were supposed to be, we got ended up back in Chino Valley at the 5M Ranch at that time while we were searching for our own property.
And that was the location on, was it 1 South?
Yes.
On 1 South, yes. I remember that. And then now you're just south of the roundabout with the horses on it. And their names are, do you know?
I do not.
You do. Okay, Helen.
Lock, Stock, and Barrel.
Lock, Stock, and Barrel. And as both of you know, my youngest brother, Dan, has participated in Horses with Heart for probably since about 2001, 2002.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, Dan is, will be 55 this year. He has Down syndrome. He lives in a local group home, works at YEI, and one of his favorite things to do has always been Horses with Heart. And I remember going out to the road 1 South to watch them train and hang with them a little bit. But you do more than people with physical or cognitive disabilities. You also have a couple of other programs.
We do. In addition to therapeutic riding, and the program Dan actually participates in is Special Olympics Equestrian. There are very few Special Olympics equestrian teams in the state, so we're pretty proud of that. But we have therapeutic programs for all disabilities, but we also have a veterans program, and we have a Silver Saddles program, which is, you know, those of us that have reached that 55 and over age, and
seasoned.
And then, you know, we've got some community outreach programs as well. We do the Happy Hearts Rodeo each year at the Frontier Days. We've got a summer camp for people with disabilities. 3 days a week for a couple weeks in the summer. And so, yeah, we kind of cover it all.
Well, you know, Dan has thoroughly enjoyed Special Olympics. I can talk to you a little bit about the Special Olympics Equestrian Program, which actually began in the late 1980s, early 1990s. There were a couple of programs in Scottsdale, one in the West Valley. There were a few other ones that got things started. And in the past several years, you've actually had the state meet here once or twice,
haven't
you?
We did. We've had the state show a couple times. Unfortunately, the state office is not supporting equestrian as heavily now as they used to.
Oh, that's too bad.
Due to the low numbers of participants.
Right. They have limited resources.
Correct. We actually do a little more on our own, but we also partner with the other groups and do our own competitions. We just haven't had a state show in, I guess, 3 years now.
Now, do they still have a state show down in the valley that you participate? So they're just doing it as local programs.
Correct, yes.
So it's just a question of funding is what it sounds like. That sounds like the challenge for a number of groups. How do you stay afloat? What do you do?
Well, we're supported by private donation, local businesses, individuals. We do have a grant writer that helps us to bring in some funding. But a lot of it is just the hard work of our volunteers out there participating in fundraisers.
Well, you just had a bowling tournament last month. How did that go?
That was an awesome event. We have tried for years to expand it and get it into where we needed the full day for session. And this year we accomplished that. We had 132 bowlers, which required us, we used 20 lanes in the morning and another 17 lanes in the afternoon. So it was amazing, and we raised over
$12,000. $12,000, that's great. Is that the best you've done?
I believe so.
Yep.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. So do you have anything else on the books coming up?
We've got a couple things. At the end of this month, we've got a concert over at the Prescott Adult Center.
Oh.
Nancy Stewart. I should have brought the flyer. I'm sorry.
Oh. Well, I just throw in the questions out without even talking ahead of time. So
I meant to bring it with me.
It's okay.
Her partner is Stuart McDougall. That's where I'm getting the Stuart from. Anyway, he actually writes songs for a lot of well-known entertainers.
Oh, nice.
He's done a lot for Randy Travis. She writes as well. And they come up and they just have a little Americana, old style country music.
Uh-huh. A little shindig.
Yeah.
Shindig.
And so we do that the 24th of March.
Oh, it's coming. It's right around the corner.
It is. Like I said, it's at the Prescott Adult Center. It starts at 5:30. Tickets are available in our office or online at brownbagtickets.com.
Veterans are
$12.50. Advanced tickets are $15, or it's $20 at the door.
At the door. Well, that sounds like a deal. So 5 to 8. We also, no, we don't have an event the 24th. Huh? Good. I think that should be something that should be on a lot of folks' books. I know that a lot of your riders support it with the fundraisers as well. I know that your registration fees are not exorbitant at all. We try to take care of Dan pretty early and take care of all of that. And I can tell you it's a quality program. It's not just fun, but they learn. They start at with the very basics. They don't even climb on a horse until they know how to take care of the horse.
That's true. And with the Special Olympics team, they get to clean up afterwards as too. So they know what it is to take care of that horse from the front end to the back.
Well, you know, I know some parades they might volunteer.
Yeah.
They have that experience, by golly.
Yeah.
So now you operate extensively with volunteers.
Correct. We have two part-time employees.
Two part-time. So tell us a little bit more about what type of volunteer activities and job descriptions that you might have.
We use volunteers for just about anything imaginable. And what we do is we bring you in and explain to you what our options are. It's everything from office work to scooping the poop to grooming horses to participating in riding sessions to facility maintenance, pulling weeds. If it's something you're interested in, we'll find a place for it.
And then how do they go about volunteering? And I'll throw one other way, unless you're not going to mention that.
Okay. Well, they can call us at our office. They can contact the chamber. They can come on our website. We'll give them all the information about when our next orientation is.
Mm-hmm.
They come out, we put them through orientation, and then we sign them up for where they want to work.
You know, it's amazing their reach. I remember one time my brother's caregivers, he lives in a Hajoni group home. They do a great job. But they told me a certain time. I said I would pick him up and take him back, and they gave me a time. And then I get a call from a personal friend who said, John, this is Wanda. I'm out here at Horses with Heart. Are you coming to get your brother or not? And I said, I didn't know you volunteered out there. It's a great program. They're always upbeat and positive. Now, you do any screening of your volunteers or just interviews?
Well, we do. There's an application process.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are those questions that some of us don't always like to answer, but we do review them and make sure that we don't have any problems. As long as they're willing to follow our rules, we'll let them come out and help us out.
Well, I'm just going to plug the one other way that volunteers can volunteer their services for Horses with Heart and other organizations. Horses with Heart is one of the organizations that's been working with our Sarah Haber and our community volunteer program run by the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. And do you have your profile up there yet? Do you know?
I know Maureen was working on it, but I'm not sure if she's got it up yet.
But if you're a volunteer and you're looking for any type of volunteer opportunity, go to chinovalley.org. On the right side of the homepage, you scroll down and you see a logo for the CVP, which is our Community Volunteer Program, and there's a link to register. And there's also a link organizations can use to register, and they publish their volunteer needs as they go. And we're just excited to have that up and running. We're glad that you're a part of it, and hope that if you're not set yet, we get you set up pretty quickly, because there's good stuff happening there.
We're excited about it as well.
Yeah. So what else is new on the horizon with Horses with Heart?
Well, I think just to step back a little bit, last November we received our Premier Center accreditation through PATH International, which is the worldwide organization that accredits and sets standards for mm-hmm. therapeutic riding. And so we're very proud of all that our volunteers accomplished to make that accreditation happen. It sets us up as one of the leaders in our industry, especially in this area, and it gives us opportunity to help mentor other facilities and other instructors.
So the Premier rating?
It's Premier Center's accreditation.
Is that the highest level?
It is.
That's the highest level of accreditation. Wow, that's great. And is there anything else in 2 minutes that you might want to tell us about?
Other things that we've got going on, we want our community to get to know us better. We're going to be offering open arena days once a month. It'll be the third Sunday of the month. I'm afraid it might get snowed out this month, but we'll see. Just an opportunity where people can come in and use our facility and see what we've got there, bring their horse and use our arena.
So they bring their own horse in that case. I was wondering how that would work.
Yeah,
I would be concerned if it was yours.
Yeah, and so they can call me and get the details. Our number is 928-533-9178. We also offer our facility as a rental for other people's events. In June, the Saguaro State Mini Horse Club is going to hold a horse show at our facility.
Mini horse program, too.
That's true. We've got a marvelous minis program that goes out into the community to kind of be our evangelist, to tell what we do and to introduce people to horses.
Oh, nice.
So we've got all kinds of things going on out there.
So what was your phone number again?
928-533-9178.
And your website?
www.hwhonline.org.
hwhonline.org.
Or they can email me directly, excedir@hwhonline.org.
Wow, that's great. Now, are you on Facebook or anything like that?
We are on Facebook. Horses with Heart. Us on Facebook.
Yeah, and you also put pictures of your horses up things like that on that.
And we just started sessions last week, so we've got a bunch of new photos out there showing what we've got going on.
Well, give them a call or contact the chamber and volunteer for Horses with Heart out in Chino Valley right before you hit Lock, Stock, and Barrel as you're driving north on 89. If you hit Lock, Stock, and Barrel, the good news is it's easy to go all the way around the roundabout and head over to the other roundabout.
Correct.
So we'll be back shortly with a final segment of Talk of the Town Chino Valley on KQN. Thank you.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with 3 locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
You rock! And so does Prescott Dirt. Hey, this is Sam. Is your landscaping looking a little drab? Bring it back to life with Prescott Dirt. And this is where Prescott Dirt really rocks. Whether it's a small DIY project or you want to reinvent your entire yard, we have just the right amount and size rock to suit your project. Stop by either of our locations in Prescott or Prescott Valley and make your yard rock as much as you do. We're Prescott Dirt. Find us online at PrescottDirt.com.
Oh, Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Arizona Coyotes hockey is brought to you this season by Moyers Heating and Cooling, R.E.D. Plumbing, Bradshaw Family Dental, Mojave State Bank, and Yavapai Plumbing and Heating.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Arizona Coyotes host the Los Angeles Kings live Tuesday night at 7 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Baby chicks have been a part of Americana for as long as I remember. These tiny little fluff balls have always been a sign of spring and were in every rural family's backyard. They grew up to lay fresh eggs and were great at keeping the garden pests down. Well, you can have a part of this great rural tradition. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. We have a great assortment of baby chicks and the know-how and accessories to keep them healthy once they head home with you. All you have to do is to come into any one of our five stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale and pick out your assortment. 5 months later, when you wake up in the morning, you'll be cooking the best eggs you've ever tasted. Go to olsonsfamily.com to plan your purchase. Speaking of purchases, there's a way for you to see the wildly successful Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Arizona's Dancing for the Stars in person without having to purchase a ticket. Just come into Olson's in Prescott or Chino, take a picture with a life-size cutout of a local celebrity dancer, and send it in on Instagram. You could win a pair of those coveted tickets. Details in the stores.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. Join Prescott Police Department representatives for Coffee with a Cop. This free event will be held at 9:30 tomorrow morning.
There is no agenda, no planned speeches, just a chance for our community to meet the men and women of the Prescott Police Department, ask some questions, voice any concerns, and just get to know each other. For this event, the Yavapai College Police Department will also be joining us.
Prescott Police Officer David Fuller says several different members will be participating in Coffee with a Cop.
Patrol, support services, traffic, training and recruitment, victim services, and command staff. Please join us as together we make the city of Prescott a better place to live, work, and play.
This event will be held at Yavapai College, Building 19 on Sheldon Street. For more information on this story, log on to KQNA.com and click on the link to Prescott E-News. The Risa Wearables Company will be using space at Yavapai College's Career Technical Education Center to help students training for jobs.
College governing board members have approved a three-year lease agreement for Risa to rent 3,700 square feet at the center, located near the Prescott Airport. The company produces mobile kiosks that use 3D printing technology to design custom orthotic shoe inserts. Risa has a manufacturing facility in Prescott and kiosk locations in Costco, Macy's, and Walmart stores throughout the United States. The company is expanding into international markets as the first class of students in the program gets closer to finishing their training and paid internships. Yavapai College officials have announced the next recruiting event will take place on Saturday, April 7th at the Career Technical Education Center. I'm Dave Fohn reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Partly cloudy tonight and sunny warming up tomorrow. Expect an overnight low of 41 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 67 tomorrow and a high of 62 on Wednesday. 46 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Tuesday of 77 and a high on Wednesday of 72. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
75 years ago, a group of leaders had the vision to realize how important locally governed, not-for-profit healthcare would be to the fabric of our growing community. They rolled up their sleeves, and Prescott Community Hospital opened its doors. As the years passed, there were many changes. Prescott Community Hospital became Yavapai Regional Medical Center, but two things didn't change. That same can-do spirit grew stronger than ever, and YRMC continued to be a point of pride for our community. Today, YRMC is still your not-for-profit healthcare provider, operating solely on patient revenue and generous community support. And yes, we continue to be locally governed, which means that your healthcare is our only priority. As we celebrate our 75th anniversary, we'd like to thank you, our family, friends, and neighbors. Because of you, YRMC is 75 years strong.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane.
When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hey, Prescott peeps, it's happy birthday time for Prescott Brewing Company. 24 years on March 15th. And to celebrate our 24, it's 2 for $4 for you. Come say happy birthday and choose two of PBC's beers in 10-ounce glasses. Mix and match them how you like. Some specialty beers not included in this twofer, but you'll have lots of other choices. Pair your beers with a couple of sliders, either two pulled pork or two brisket for $4. And enjoy a piece of birthday cake on us. Prescott Brewing Company says thanks for supporting your local brewery for 24 years.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host from the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, John Coomer.
And we're back for one more segment this week on Talk of the Town Chino Valley. See, I remembered the name of the show that time. I felt a little awkward as I was trying to close the last segment. Our final guest of the day is somebody you should be familiar with because it seems like she's here all the time. She's one of the best volunteers the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce has and is active in everything in our community is Leah Graham, the owner of American Family Insurance Agency in Chino Valley. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, John. Thanks for having me.
So we're going to talk about a few things, but we're going to plug our next Women in Business Luncheon first.
Yes.
And that's going to be April 24th. Mm-hmm. It has a three-person committee that runs that. Leah is one of the dynamic trio that we have, Mary Jo McCaw from 1AZ and...
Karen Otis?
Karen Otis Cement. From Drake Cement. Sorry, Karen. How could I forget you? So what do we have going on this time?
Well, thanks for asking. So this time we're really excited about this luncheon coming up on April 24th. And it is going to be about women impacting education. You know, women have become a very powerful source in education. And what we want to do is we want to kind of put together a panel discussion. And so we've got several administrators from Chino Valley who are going to be here. We've got Heidi Wolf, Julie Bryce, Carolyn Reeder, and Brandy Cox. And if you don't recognize those names, those are all principals of schools in Chino Valley, which is kind of empowering in itself.
There are four schools in Chino Valley. Heidi Wolf at Chino Valley High School, Julie Bryce at Heritage Middle School, Carolyn Reeder at Del Rio Elementary, and Brandy Cox at Territorial Early Childhood Center. And those are the only four schools Chino Valley Unified School District operates. So that sort of means all of our principals are women.
They are. How wow. Ironic is that? We thought it'd be perfect for inviting them to our Women in Business. So we're really excited because, like I said, we're going to do a panel discussion. And so you're going to be able to talk to them and interact with them and ask them any questions that you want. And it's just going to be a very empowering luncheon. So we're really looking forward to it. We hope that everybody will be there and be able to join us.
Where is it going to be?
It's going to be at Centennial Center in Prescott. And that is right across the street from the Circle K as you're going into Antelope Hills.
Yeah, it's over in the North Course. Not the South Course where the main center is, but it's the old, before there was the South 18, the South Course, this was the main hub of the of Antelope Hills.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the cost?
So it's $15 for a chamber member, $18 for a non-member, and then if you forget to register and you're not a member of the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, which you should be, then it's $20 at the door.
And yes, you should.
Yes.
Now, the fact that we chose our four principals does not diminish the fact that there are a lot of women in education, and in Chino Valley alone, our assistant superintendent is a woman. Our director director of business services is a woman, the director of special services is a woman, along with some assistant principals, and of course we know that a majority of teachers, of educators, are also women, and
yes.
So it's an industry that has historically been dominated by women, impacting our children in very positive mm-hmm. ways, but it's really good to see so many talented administrators come on board. On top of that, Yavapai mm-hmm. College's associate dean in Chino Valley is
a
woman.
Yeah, Ms. Carla Phillips.
Dr. Carla Phillips. Yavapai College president, Dr. Penny mm-hmm. Willis, NAU president. So it's really a great thing for our communities, and just to have that chance to network, it's been sort of fun participating as the chamber director in the organizing of these events, and they don't get any better than our volunteers. So I went to the Women in Business breakfast mm-hmm. that we had last time, which we featured Prescott City Council member Alexa Scholl. And I wasn't the only male there, so I want you guys to know that guys are welcome.
Yes, absolutely. Anybody's welcome.
But for me, the funnest part has been the emails that I get from the organizing committee, because my predecessor was a woman, and it mm-hmm. just simply says ladies. So I've become an honorary lady, which
you're one
I have,
of the ladies.
I have no trouble with that at all. I'm humbled and honored by that.
Mm-hmm.
So among the other things that Leah does for our chamber is that she organizes our member networking luncheons. Mm-hmm. And we have one coming up the day after tomorrow, don't
yes,
we?
Yes, we do. It's going to be March 14th, and it's going to be a really great lunch. And this time, we're going to have a really great opportunity, or several opportunities for networking. We're going to have icebreakers. You're going to be able to stand up and talk about your business. You're going to be able to exchange business cards. It's going to be not like any of the luncheons that you've been to before.
Yeah, we typically have had some sort of a keynote speaker. Sometimes they're very good, and sometimes, you know, it's you just sort of get through that and you try to have fun. But if you come to any of our luncheons, most of the activity happens before and after
right.
the speaker speaks. Now, if we have good speakers, sometime we're going to bring a speaker on. You know, there's very interesting things. I love the health update month and some of those.
Oh, yeah.
But everybody there will have a chance to introduce themselves, talk about mm-hmm. what they're up to. And our focus is real estate this time around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we want to encourage all of those real estate agents to come out and check out our Chamber of Commerce and see all of the value that we can offer.
Absolutely. And, you know, and as I get out there, there are other ancillary industries that are very interested in it. Mortgage brokers, of course,
mm-hmm.
house cleaning businesses,
insurance
estate
agents.
Sales. Insurance. How could I forget that? Insurance agents, insurance companies. But there's been a lot of interest in the community, including property managers and a number mm-hmm. of things like that. You know, the inventory of homes in Chino Valley is not that great, so being able to talk to a lot of realtors at
yeah.
once is a good opportunity. And I understand there's going to be a introduction by the new economic development manager for Chino Valley.
What?
Should
what a
be
special
sort of
event
boring.
For us. I heard he's pretty good.
But but we'll have some special treats for you. And if you are planning on coming, go to chinovalley.org. And right on the top of the page should be a link that will take you straight to our luncheon where you can register online. And also, this is $15 pre-registration for members, $18 pre-registration for non-members, and $20 for anybody who shows up at the door. We'll feed you, I promise.
And you can go to that chinovalley.org website also to register for Women in Business.
Absolutely. absolutely. And all of our chamber members will get direct and personalized invitations. We'll be able to link straight to their registration pages.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, well, so we have other stuff coming up. And so one of our members, Stone Ridge in Prescott Valley, is hosting Wedding Happy Hour. A Wedding Happy Hour. Does that mean that they can get weddings cheaper? I don't know. You know, a happy hour for weddings. No, but the Wedding Happy Hour will be on March 20th. From 5:30 to 7:30 at the Stone Ridge Clubhouse. So call Stone Ridge if you have any questions on that. And then our next mixer, I'm pretty excited about this because we have not had an after-hours mixer for a while, is going to be hosted by the Good Samaritan Society in Prescott. It's one of our members. I had a question, why do you have events outside of Chino Valley? Well, that's because you don't have to live in Chino Valley or have your business in Chino Valley to be a member of our chamber. And people who need the services of the Good Samaritan Society don't necessarily live in Prescott. So we're honored to have that at the Good Samaritan Society at 1065 Ruth Street in Prescott from 5 to 6:30 p.m. a week from Wednesday on March 21st. Our host is Desiree Paris. She'll be at our luncheon this Wednesday if you have some questions and want to ask more about that on Wednesday. And I hope you all can join us.
Well, and it's all about networking. So whether you're going to an event in your town or in another town that you don't live in, you never know the opportunity that you could encounter by meeting somebody new there that could help you grow your business.
Well, Leah is the goddess of networking, so take it from her, I do. And then we're changing our schedule starting in April.
Yes.
And we're changing it a little bit. Our membership luncheon, networking luncheon, will be, instead of the second Wednesday, it'll be on the 4th of April, which is the first Wednesday of the month. And it's going to be our Who's Who.
Who's Who of Chino Valley.
Who's Who in Chino, baby. And it will also be at Gabby's Banquet Room, and we'll be getting that invitation out here shortly as well. Prices, unfortunately, are going to go up by $1.
A whole dollar.
We're just passing our increase on. So it'll be a whopping $16, tip included, for members who pre-registered. It'll be $19 for non-members who pre-register and $21 at the door. So we'll have to bring more change, I think.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's probably it. That should be a lot of fun, too.
Yeah.
You know, I know you're working on icebreakers for this Wednesday, and I know you'll have something fun planned for the next one, but we're gonna just, I don't know, we're going to do a, like, Academy Award Who's Who? Or
we could. Well, we just want to introduce you to as many people in Chino Valley that we can. And so if you come to this luncheon, just know that you'll be able to introduce yourself also, and you never know who you're going to be able to meet.
You know, if you're in marketing, you know that it takes 8 to 15 repetitions or 8 to 15 exposures of a brand. And this is just one great opportunity to put your business in front of a very well-targeted group of other businesses.
Absolutely. And I would also say the key to networking is to keep doing it and keep coming back. So I talk to a lot of people that'll go to a networking event one time, and they may say, oh, well, I didn't earn any business from it. Well, truly, it's going to be the most beneficial thing for a business owner if you go continually. So if you start networking, people are going to remember you, and when they need your service, then they're going to call you.
Yeah, and chamber participation is not unlike participation in other things that you do. You know, you can sign up and be a member, but the more you put into it,
the more you get out of it.
The more you get out of
it.
And that's what Leah's been saying all along.
Yeah.
And if you look at her and how she puts so much energy into it, it really does, it has paid her and her business off and her customers.
Yeah, absolutely.
So April 4th, it will be our membership networking luncheon from 11:50 to 1 at Gabby's Banquet Room. Who's Who in Chino Valley? So we're also changing our mixers starting in April.
Yes, we are. We're changing a lot, John.
Yeah. Well, that's not a lot. There's two things that we're changing. Well, we're changing a lot because we're having a lot more fun.
Yes, we're having a lot more fun.
And we're seeing people come back and volunteers come back energy and enthusiasm.
Right.
So we count those in the changes, but we're only changing two things as far as our dates go. And the second one starting in April is our after hours mixers. Now we changed our luncheons because, our sister chamber in Prescott quarterly has their women in business luncheons on the second Wednesday of the month. And, we found that the first Wednesday of the month, there is no chamber activity. There's no Town of Chino Valley activity or anything else. So we move that to the first Wednesday, and we're moving our mixers, our after-hours mixers, from the third Wednesday to the third Tuesday of the month, because every month our sister chamber in Prescott Valley also had their business after-hours mixers. So if they wanted to go to one, they couldn't go to the other.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of members with patients, I've been in healthcare a while, can you tell, customers in Prescott Valley, and we have a lot of members in Prescott Valley with customers in Chino, and we wanted to give them the opportunities to participate in all of the mixers so they don't have to make choices.
That's pretty smart, John.
Well, I had some good encouragement. She said, she being Leah, said, I'd be happy to take on the luncheons, but you got to do me a favor and see where there are conflicts and let's make changes. So we'll give you credit. On April 17th will be the next mixer. It'll be at the Primrose Inn in Chino Valley. Now, you've been there, haven't you? Have you been there?
I've never been there. I'm looking forward to this mixer. I hear that she's going to be giving tours and that the inside looks beautiful.
Diet has filled me in on a number of things, and there are some surprises. But I understand they've remodeled their rooms. They have an outdoor event area perfect for small weddings and parties and things like that. They have a very quaint and small RV park behind, and I had a chance to visit some people back there. Very nice. But on top of the beautiful facilities that they have, they're bringing in some food from, I'm told, Big Daddy E's.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
And some beverages and other things. So April 17th is our mixer after hours. And then April 24th, as we mentioned, is the next Women in Business luncheon. I want to mention our sponsors. We have a couple of title sponsors.
Smart Girls in Prescott Valley. One Easy Credit Union.
And we have some Demi sponsors.
Our Arizona Hometown Radio, Las Fuentes Resort Village, and Costco Wholesale.
And don't forget
the Better Business Bureau.
So that's coming up. And then finally, on April 28th is the first annual with the Chino Valley Chamber and Lioness Club is the first annual Wine Bites and Brews fundraising event at Earthworks Garden Supply from 5 to 8 p.m. Tickets are only $25 each, and admission includes 8 wine and/or beer samples from local breweries and vineyards. Tickets will be available online later this week or can be purchased from members of the Chino Valley Lioness Club, the Chino Valley Chamber Board members, or at the Chamber office at 175 East Road 2 South. Thanks for joining us today. Next week, Talk of the Town Chino Valley will be hosted by the Town of Chino Valley, and we'll be back in 2 weeks, Monday at 4 on KQNA 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99 FM, and on the web at kqna.com.
This is Ted Guttle. Along with my brother Adam, we have a great time doing these radio ads, but we are dead serious when it comes to keeping you cool in the summer and warm in the winter. At Guttle's, your comfort is no laughing matter, and not only do we insist on using the best quality parts and equipment, but also the most highly trained and skilled workers. No cutting corners, no overselling, just doing what's right for you. That's a promise we've kept since 1987.
Hey! Don't settle. Get Guttle's High Desert Mechanical in the Prescott area. Call 772-2751.
How
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.